on the corner of Mountain and Third.
The following program was recorded live at the Third Street Coffee House, a smoke-free, alcohol-free, atmosphere-rich listening room that has been hosting the finest in live, local, and regional music since 1987. Come join us at 305 Mountain Avenue in Roanoke, corner of 3rd and Mountain, every Friday night at 7:30. And find us on Facebook to learn about other events, including guitar pulls and open mic nights. Third Street Coffee House, where the song lives on.
And the song lives on when everything outside.
We got power. Hey, welcome to Third Street, everybody. How you doing tonight?
Doing good.
Great. All right. I'm Bob Schmucker. I'm going to be hosting tonight. We're going to have a fabulous show. We have got a doubleheader of Richard Lee Songwriter winners. And let me tell you what, if you happen to be a songwriter, that's not a bad thing to have on the resume. So you're going to hear some wonderful music tonight. We're going to start off with Mike DeGiorgi, and then we're going to head on to KT Van Dyke, who's going to be our featured performer tonight. But we have here one of our best songwriters in the area going to open up for tonight. He's been on our stage many, many times with the SVSA, with the Panini Brothers, and with various versions of other combinations like him and Mike Frankie. We've had Mike here a bunch of times. We just love him. So how about a big Third Street welcome for Mr. Mike DeGiorgi?
I love that Bob always sets a tremendously high expectation that I can never live up to. I'm going to do something I don't ordinarily do, which is I'm going to try out some brand new stuff that's never been heard by anybody else. And we'll see. I'm still working the kinks out of a couple of things, so we'll see what happens. This first song is kind of a breakup song. Although, the funny thing about guys is that we may be the only animal on the planet that has relationships with inanimate objects. And I wrote this song because, in fact, I was egged on Facebook to write this song. I never had to do this before I moved to Southwest Virginia, but out in these parts of the world, when you have to take your garbage, you have to take it to the dump. Nobody comes and picks it up. So I've had the experience a few times where I've loaded my trash up to take to the dump, and I tell myself, okay, don't forget. And then I do. And so later on that day, sometimes 2 days later, I'll think, uh-oh, I forgot. So this song is called I Thought I Dumped You, But You're Still Here. When I drove you away, I felt pretty sure. But we had our memories, brief as they were. I got some month-old tuna salad, several rotten zucchinis. I shut the car door, things got pretty steamy. In the backseat of my Chrysler, with your perfume oh so near. Yeah, I thought I dumped you, but I found out later that you're still here. My friends think you're trashy, kind of hefty and gray. And that you'll wear out your welcome in a couple of days. Well, I waited too long and you started to cry. Your tears oozed right through your torn double ply. And I forgot that you got loaded I tend to daydream while I steer. Yeah, I thought I dumped you, but I found out later that you're still here. You know you'll always remember your very first time cruising around with your garbage when it's long past its prime. I better check my rear view mirror before I realize my worst fear, that I thought I dumped you, but I found out later that you're still here. Yeah, I thought I dumped you. Uh-oh. That smells like old diapers. That's gonna be around for a while. You're definitely still here.
Thank you. Tragic.
Well, Bob mentioned the Richard Lee songwriting contest. I entered it for the first time last year. I've entered a few contests, and you send a song in, and it kind of ends up in a black hole. You never hear what happens to it. So I wrote the song. It was kind of a jazzy song, but they didn't have a jazzy category. So I entered it in the pop rock category. And lo and behold, it won that category. But it's a song about a very serious problem in the world today, which is that if you invite a group of people over to your house for dinner, there's a good chance that you'll be completely unable to cook anything for them by the time you get through all of the various dietary restrictions that people have, right? And this kind of culminated for me. I was getting ready for a dinner for a big group of friends, and somebody called me ahead of the dinner and said, hey, I just got a quick question. I want to make sure you don't cook anything with olive oil. And I said, geez, my last name is DiGiorgi. I brush my teeth with olive oil. So my wife said, what are you going to do? And I said, she's not coming over here. In true Italian fashion, I said, she's dead to me. So anyway, I thought, it's time to write a song about this. So this song is called I'd Love to Have Dinner With You, and it's really about what happens if you're actually just trying to go out on a date to dinner and you can't even do that. So can't have any gluten, I'm allergic to nuts. I'm lactose intolerant, so don't make a fuss. A low-carb romantic who just eats organic, but I'd love to have dinner with you. But I'll be packing Imodium for IBS flares. I'm watching my sodium, so please don't offer to share. Slightly anemic and hypoglycemic, but I'd love to have dinner with you. But if your chicken's overprocessed, hey, I'll just have to eat a lot less. Dating used to be so easy when my stomach wasn't queasy. So whatever you're cooking, don't worry about me. I'll bring my own celery and some kombucha tea. I'm a pain in the ass, but other than that, I'd love to have dinner, yes, I'd love to have dinner, but no GMOs in my sweet potatoes. I think I'll pass on the brisket. Don't think I can risk it, cause I'd love to have dinner. You might end up thinner. Yes, I would love to have dinner with you.
Thank you. This next song, I think I've played it out once. I think I played it here maybe a month or so ago. If you're a musician, you got two choices. You can write your own songs, which is what I've always chosen to do, or you can go another route. You can play cover tunes, and you can, you know, do very well getting gigs in bars and restaurants, and people eat and drink and make a lot of noise and request a lot of the same songs over and over again. So this was another tune that was inspired by a bunch of people on Facebook that dared me to write it. So there's a local person here, kind of a legendary guy. You know, we live down the road from a little town called Boone's Mill, Virginia. Y'all familiar with Boone's Mill? And I think whoever founded Boone's Mill was a grandson of Daniel Boone? Well, one of the more recent ancestors of Daniel Boone is a young man whose name is Covertune Boone. So this song is called The Legend of Covertune Boone. And as we go through this song, even though I wrote this song, you're going to find some places where you can sing along. So feel free to jump in. You'll know some of the songs in this. Well, he was related to Daniel. He had a blind cocker spaniel and a vintage Ovation guitar. Instead of doing his chores, he learned three basic chords, and he'd sit and sing a few bars of his favorite songs. Seemed nothing was wrong, he never thought that he could get addicted till he was charged with the crime of singing Sweet Caroline so much that the jury convicted. Bop, 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 good times never felt so good, so good, so good, so good, yeah. It was his first offense. But Boone was pretty dense and determined to learn wagon wheel. Well, that earned him probation. They seized his Ovation, and then the witnesses all started to squeal. Oh, I saw him again. He was playing You've Got a Friend in every damn verse to American Pie. Well, that ain't nothing, cause I caught him on camera. That's right, Sweet Home Alabama, and everyone in the Third Street Coffee House just cried. So Covertune Boone, and not a moment too soon. Well, he checked himself in for some rehab. He was doing great. They had high hopes for a complete Covertune recovery. But just as he was leaving, He relapsed on Cat Stevens, caught singing Peace Train in the back of a cab. One day at a time. So Booney, he decided to rough it. He swore off Jimmy Buffett. And he wrote, and he moved to the woods of Arkansas. Yeah, that's where he went. Where he met some guy who said, "Hey, don't I knew you? Weren't you singing Hallelujah?" Damn, I hate that song. Hey, aren't you cover tune Boone? Do you know Rocky Raccoon or any of the other classics by the Beatles? So Boone played Yesterday. Help was on the way, but Eleanor Rigby, well, she sounded pretty feeble. Eleanor Rigby, so many words, they just wander around here and there. Who the hell cares? Now, I know the problem with this song is that it's way too friggin' long, but it's funny, so I hope that you'll forgive me. See, I've thrown a lot of hocus pocus into this epic opus that should go down one day in the annals of music history. Here's where Boone's legend gets unclear. See, I've had one too many beers, but you're probably wondering, whatever happened to our friend? Well, after a whiskey-fueled all-nighter, Boone was reborn a songwriter, never to be heard from again. Will the circle be unbroken? Bye-bye cover tune Boone.
Thank you. When I first wrote that song, it had 24 verses. And I edited it down to 9. People just kept sending me songs. You got to get this one in. You got to get this one in. All right, this is the only serious song I'm playing tonight. Spoiler alert. And this song actually was supposed to be funny because I was in Nashville with my wife, and we had never been there before, and we went to all the places, the Ryman and all the various museums, and I just became totally enamored with the place. And my wife grabbed me one day and she said, "I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm not moving to Nashville." So I thought, I'm going to write a funny song with that title. And it turned out that I couldn't do it. It had to be a sappy, serious breakup song. So this is called "I'm Not Moving to Nashville." Never played it before. We'll see what happens. Sometimes I wonder who I'm fooling, staring out at empty chairs, just marking time, a poet past his prime, stuck on the verge of almost there. And I miss you lying here beside me, to talk me down from every doubt. Never alone as long as you pick up that phone, but
this time something different poured out when you said, I'm not moving to Nashville. Don't want to drown in your dreams. You can't reach for the stars from second-rate bars. I'm tired, it's time to break clean. I'm not moving to Nashville. Baby, you're all on your own. Don't call me again. It's just another dead end. Nashville won't ever be home. I made a habit of taking you for granted. I thought that you'd hang on every promise that I'd swear. Join one more cover band, deal you a brand new hand. This time it'll be all right, I swear. I guess every breakup needs rehearsing, but you wrote both our parts inside your head. So don't talk too long, it'll only come out wrong. I got the message when you said, I'm not moving to Nashville. Don't want to drown in your dreams. You can't reach for the stars from second-rate bars. I'm tired, it's time to break clean. I'm not moving to Nashville. Baby, you're all on your own. Don't call me again. It's just another dead end. Nashville won't ever be home. Nashville won't ever be home.
Thank you. All right, I'm going to play one more, then we'll bring a real musician up. This is a song, probably a lot of you have heard this song. A song my wife inspired. She got kind of ticked off at me one day because I couldn't find the butter in the refrigerator. It was staring me right in the face. And she asked me what I would do if she was dead. And I thought, there's a trick question for you. So, of course, I told her I'd be a hermit for the rest of my life. And she said, well, what are you going to do when the ladies with casseroles start showing up? And I thought, that is the best title for a song I've heard in a long time. So, ladies and gentlemen, I give you Ladies with Casseroles.
Oh, it seems like such an oddity that I've become a hot commodity. 30 years of wedded bliss, and then you left me for our best friend, Trish. Now those ladies bring their casseroles, and they try so hard to heal my wounded soul. They all smell blood while they circle in, but they've got helping hands. Just look a lot like dorsal fins. But there's tuna noodle and shepherd's pie and mac and cheese and moogoo guy. Pans of freshly baked confections, oh, so many weapons of mass affection. And there's a cat fight brewing by the fruit punch bowl. They're comparing all their casseroles. Ladies, won't you settle down? There's enough of me to go around. I hate to think I've made you cry. Now who was it? Bake that pecan pie. Another cat fight brewing by the fruit punch bowl. And we're all dodging flying casseroles. Oh, I get no peace, constant ebb and flow. The lasagna comes and the bean dip goes. It's a lot like playing whack-a-mole when those ladies bring their casseroles. Yeah, there's tofu Newberg and turkey Devan and some kind of chili tasted awful bland, overheated, underdone, but I got a couple of offers for some weekend fun. Hey, things have calmed down over at the fruit punch bowl. You know what? I think I'll just go try me one more casserole. Thank you very much. And we'll welcome KT to the stage next.
He's played all over the country. He's opened up for some of the greats. He's opened up for Jason Isbell. Yeah, I tell you what, we're proud to have him on our stage. So let's give a big Third Street welcome to Mr. KT Van Dyke.
Thank you. Good evening.
Oh, Katie dear, go ask your mother if you can be a bride of mine. If she says yes, come back and tell me. If she says no, we'll run away. Oh, Willie dear, no use in asking. He's in his room taking rest. And by her side is a golden dagger to slay the one I love the best. Oh, Katie dear, go ask your father if you can be a bride of mine. If he says yes, come back and tell me. If he says no, we'll run away. Oh, Willie dear, there's no use in asking. He's in his room taking rest. And by his side is a golden dagger to slay the one I love the best. Shoved it through his troubled heart, saying goodbye, Katie. Oh, goodbye, darling. The time has come for us to part. Then she picked up that bloody dagger. She shoved it through her lily-white breast, saying goodbye, Mama. Oh, goodbye, Papa. I'll die with one I love the best. I'll die with one I love the best.
Thank you.
Been 6 years since I packed up and left her in my wake. But old Cherokee, she still calls me by my first name. Nothing ever changes here. Time slows down. Life holds still. No place that I'd rather be. So darling, come on down to the bottom with me. And it's straight for the bottom with a song in my ear. Yeah, and a bottle full of lightning helped me forget all about my fears. And I'm dangling from a trestle like a sparrow from a limb. But I can hear that old 4 o'clock, yeah, she's still coming round the bend once again. Nothing is changes here. Time slows down and life holds still. No place that I'd rather be. So darling, come on down to the bottom of me. Like my granddad did in 1910. Nothing ever changes here. Time slows down and life holds still. No place I'd rather be. So darling, come on down to the bottom with me. Oh, come on down to the bottom with me.
Thank you very much. And thank you all for coming and hanging out with us tonight. Thanks for having me here at Third Street Coffee House. This is my first time being here. Played in Roanoke a few times throughout the years, but this has to be probably the coolest room I think I've played. Yeah, I got something special here. This is nice. Try to get these fingers warmed up real quick. I'm a big fan of traditional Appalachian music. That's pretty much what I do in my free time, is try to dig up old famous songwriters and learn old tunes. But this next one's from a guy that doesn't really need too much digging to find out about him. His name is Doc Watson, and he is he's a hero of mine, a major personal hero of mine, and I'm just going to shut up. I'm going to play a tune now. It's a little song called Columbus Stockade Blues. Georgia, Lord, I'm wishing I was back in Tennessee. We down in that old Columbus stockade, my friends have all turned their backs on me. Go and leave me if you wish to, never let me cross your mind. In your heart love another, but leave me, little darling, I don't mind. Many nights as I lay sleeping, well, I've been dreaming that I held you in my arms. When I wake, I was mistaken, Lord, I'm still right here behind these bars. We'll go and leave me if you wish to, never let me cross your mind. In your heart you love another, well, leave me, little darling, I don't mind. Every night as I lay sleeping, I'm dreaming that I held you in my arms. When I wake, oh, I am mistaken. Well, I'm still right here behind these bars. We'll go and leave me if you wish to, never let me cross your mind. In your heart love another, will leave me, little darling, I don't mind. Now, Lord, I've got the walking blues. Well, thank you. Maybe they're the reason why you never stay. And blame it on the gossip, who cares what people say. Maybe all we need was a little change. But we both went our separate ways down this lonely interstate. In the dark of night, I can still hear your voice singing along with the radio, every word sweet, soft, and slow. No matter where you go, I hope you think of me. Bottle in the backseat, filled to the brim with memories. Wish I'd thrown it out the day that you left. Let it shatter in the street, then again wouldn't change a single thing, cause no matter where I go, I'm reminded
we both went our separate ways down this lonely interstate. In the dark of night, I can still hear your voice singing along with the radio. Every word, sweet, soft, and slow. No matter where you go, hope you're thanking me. Every mile marker that I pass, well, I'm hoping that this broken heart might last. 'Cause I hate to see that I'll miss it when it's gone, yeah, when it's gone. When it's gone. So blame it on the season. I blame it on the rain. 'Cause maybe they're the reason why you never stayed. But I'm gonna be okay. Yeah, there's mountains staring me down. But I'll just lay heavy on this pedal and drive till I see deep. I see daylight. We both went our separate ways down this lonely interstate. In the dark of night, I can still hear your voice singing along with the radio. Every word, sweet, soft, and slow. No matter where you go, hope you think of me. Well, I hope you think of me.
Well, thank you. So I'm not too much for talking, mostly because I don't know what to say. So I hope y'all don't mind the lack of context in these songs. Just paint the picture yourself. Well, I remember the moment and the fear in her eyes when it finally hit rock bottom, and we came to realize that there's no life that's worth living can be found in this valley, where trouble only knows me, where trouble only knows me. Yeah. They say coal keeps the lights on in the mansion up the road, but it left us all behind, and now our roads are overgrown. And we can still get our light, but we have to leave tonight. She stood there in the doorway in some sacrificial light. Yeah. I'm walking on ashes, and she's thinking about Texas, letting out by midnight, hitting that line by dawn. Who am I to tell her no? Let's pack her bags and hit the road. Come on, darling, what are we waiting for?
to think twice. Oh, we'll worry about the property rights. Let's leave all that behind and let them fight it out on battle lines, drawn on family ground, parceled up and handed down. But it's all just worthless now, 'cause nothing grows there anyhow, no. I'm walking on ashes, and she's singing about Texas, letting out by midnight, hitting that line by dawn. Who am I to tell her no? Let's pack our bags and hit the road. Come on, darling, what are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? Well, those dying lights look holy, like some sanctum in the night, from the lives we left behind at the Tazewell County line. We sit there for a minute, let it all sink in a bit, or starting over from nothing with the love we had to begin with. I'm walking on that shit, she's singing about Texas, letting out by midnight, in that line by dawn. Who am I to tell her no? Let's pack our bags and hit the road. Come on, darling, what are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? Well, thank you. Something about this place that I don't understand, and I guess that's why I still long to try and hide in plain view. You were a dancer in my dreams, floating across the seams of the shoreline, and the melody, yeah, that played through my mind in disarray. Caught up conversations with myself. Well, now, how I guess that I'm just a little crazy for you, baby. Oh, a man once told me your heart can be the key, but just be sure that you know its door you're on. Thank you. and sent me to. Oh, I won't wait. No, I won't wait and do what you should have. Oh, a long time, such a long time, and say, oh, what you need to. I won't wait, no, no, I won't wait. Yes, and do what you should have on a long time ago. Yeah.
There it is. I'm a big fan of classic country music and the people who write or wrote that classic country music. One of my favorite unsung heroes, songwriting heroes, is a man named John Hartford. And, he wrote this song, but it didn't make him much money until a fella named Glenn Campbell got a hold of it, and he made everybody rich. There's a little tune called Gentle on My Mind. I'm gonna hit that boost after all. There we go. Well, it's knowing that your door's always open and your path is free to walk. Makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that I dried up on some line that keeps you in the back road by the rivers of my memory. Keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that binds me. Or something that somebody said because they thought we went together walking. It's knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving as I walk along some railroad track and find that you're walking down the back road by the rivers of my memory and a smile and never gentle on my mind. Fields, the clotheslines, junkyards, and the highways come between us. And some other woman's crying to her mother cause she turned and I was gone. Though I still may run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and that summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. Not to where I cannot see you walking down the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. Yeah, so I dip my cup of soup out of a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My bitter up and cold pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face.
Blue cupped hands round the tin can. I pretend to hold you to my breast and find to walking down the back road by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind. Yeah, gentle on my mind. Gentle on my mind.
Thank you. Keeping with played you Doc Watson song earlier, I'm gonna play you another North Carolina. So I guess you could call him a songster by definition, somebody who collects old tunes and, you know, keeps performing them and whatnot. I first heard about this next song by a lady named Ola Belle Reed, who is just fantastic. And she had made a big impression on me, mostly through this song, because this is the saddest, most pitiful thing I know of. That's the wrong pit. It's tragic, man. Here we go. Even the name. This one's called Undone in Sorrow. Oh. I'll start. She's gone from me forevermore, fairer than the sweetest flower, restless as the wildest wind, born with a love deep as the ocean. That was the girl that I did win. Seek the world, it's just a game. And when I return, no earthly treasure could ease this heart so full of pain. That little mound of clay, oh, the girl I return to marry, so still amongst the flowers she lay. I will leave and I will wander, lay aside my earth again, and I'll not end a man with riches. Undone in sorrow, I will remain. Undone in sorrow, I will remain. So I come from a little place called Whitewood, Virginia. It's not surprising if nobody's heard of it. It's way back in the coal fields of Buchanan County. If you're familiar with that, if you're not, as the state of Virginia comes down and makes that little tip, I'm right on the very tip of that boot. We might as well be West Virginia. Close enough. Guilty by association, you could say. But I come from a long line of coal miners, about four or five generations deep. And my brother and I are the very first in our family not to have to go into the mines to make a living, which that alone is a huge blessing. And it's not one that's lost on either of us. But whenever I started getting into the more classic, traditional forms of music, I came across this song that was written by a fellow named Merle Travis. And just like Gentle on My Mind, he didn't have much luck with it until a fellow named Tennessee Ernie Ford got a hold of it. And he made everybody rich again. But I came across this tune called 16 Tons, and I played it for my dad, who, again, is a coal miner, and he said that if there's ever a national anthem for coal miners, this song had to be it. So, play a little one, makes me feel back at home. People say a man's made out of mud, poor man's made out of muscle and blood, on muscle and blood, skin and bone, though a mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You'll own 16 tons, what do you give? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to company store. I was born one morning, the sun didn't shine. Picked up a shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal where the straw ball's setting now. Bless my soul, you load 16 tons. What do you give? But another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Oh, I was born one morning, it's drizzling rain. Fighting in a trouble, I'm my middle name. I was raised in the Cambridge. Old mama lying, no hot-soaked woman made me walk that line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? But another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. Oh, I owe my soul to the company store. Step aside. A lot of men didn't, yes, and a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If a right one doesn't get you, then a left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you give? But another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Yes, I owe my soul to the company store. Oh, I owe my soul to the company store. Thank you.
Swimming through an ocean sky, tall, tall pines beneath your feet. Rivers wide and valleys deep. Blackbird, blackbird, what do you seek to calm the soul, yes, and satisfy the need? Live a life of perfect harmony. Free one, strife and greed. Spend your days sight unseen. Gaze down on things unreal, the working man, the chains and steal all the things which you cannot wield. Yeah, the working man, the chains and steal. All the things that you cannot. Seas of green and the fields of gold, the wind at your back, oh so bold. The air bellows blow, roll on, roll on. Fly over the mountain crest and night. Thank you.
All right. Mom, I have no idea about time because I ran off without my phone. Quarter to nine. All right. Someone play you a Patty Griffith tune. Shiniest car I'd ever seen. Back seat's nice and clean. She rides as quiet as a dream. Someone dug a hole 6 long feet in the ground. I said goodbye to you and I threw my roses down. Ain't nothing left at all. In the end of being proud with you riding in this car and you flying through the cloud. I've had some time to think about it and watch the sun sink like a stone. I've had some time to think about you on the long ride home. One
day I took your tiny hand, put your finger in a wedding band. Your daddy gave a piece of land. We made ourselves the best of plans. And 40 years go by, someone laying in your bed. 40 years of things that you wish you never said. How hard would it have been to say some kind of words instead? I wonder as I stare up in the sky, turning red. I've had some time to think about it and watch a sun sink like a stone. I've had some time to think about you on the long ride home. Headlights searching down the driveway. This house is dark as it can be. Yeah, I go in all the silence. It's as empty as inside of me. Yeah, I've had some time to think about it and watch the sun sink like a stone. I've had some time to think about you on the lawn, on the lawn, on the lawn. Right on.
Well, thank you. Let's see here. So I'll leave for the next song. I have like a little slash, so that means one or the other. And I'll let y'all choose, or at least help me make up my mind. Y'all want to hear a happy one or a sad one? Happy one? You don't want to hear more pitiful, terrible, sad songs? Or an easy one? I'll tell you what, I'll split the difference. How's that? Came around like she was hiding some deep secret. She saw the future boy, and I was her ticket. The cows are grazing, boys, and the fishing's getting good. Fate's an old woodpecker, I'm an old chunk of wood. Sometimes I feel like nothing's the same. All the times it's rained, oh, the turtle dove and the crow. Shed a line etched in stone between 2 years. I aim to pack up my grave someday and go and see her. I'm gonna climb that ladder, Jacob, won't you hold the door? Gotta drop me a line this side of Jordan.
time it feels like nothing's all the same. Other times it feels like rain. Oh, the turtle dove and the crow. She came along, she was hiding some deep secret. Saw the future, boys. Oh, now was her ticket. The American dream suited us just fine. She's gonna lay it down easy in my time of dying.
Thank you. All right. Yeah, I feel like I'm with friends here. Thank you guys for having me. Thanks for coming out. Appreciate it greatly. You know, a lot of the places I go play are a lot of bars, a lot of breweries, sort of places, and man, the listening environment is I ain't going to say a dying thing, because it's definitely still around. Y'all are keeping it alive. But it's more of a rare thing now than it ever has been, I feel like. And that's a fact that's definitely not lost on me. So thank you all for listening. I greatly appreciate it. Shows like this give you the extra little boost to go into the brewery and just play your heart out to nobody paying attention to you.
By the station, just talking to a ghost, wasted on brandy and trying to bum a cigarette for the road. Well, I made my way through Pittsburgh, sleepwalking through the streets. Well, I try to live the right way, but I always cause a scene. Well, I'm on my way. I'm on my way now. Don't you cry, don't you sigh, don't you plead my name. Oh, I'm not turning around. Well, I drifted through the highlands into Northeast Tennessee. And she stretched out her arms real wide, and with a smile, Lord, she welcomed me. Now I found a book of secrets, Lord, but the print I couldn't read. So I bartered it for a jacket and a tank of gasoline. I'm on my way now. Don't you cry, don't you sigh, don't you plead my name. I'm not turning around. No, I'm not turning around. I'm not turning around. Don't you cry, don't you sigh, don't you plead my name. I'm not turning around. Oh, one day I'll go and find it. Oh, that place that I used to roam, behind a shrouded mountain view, that's where I'll make my home. That's where I'll make my home. That's where I'll make my home. Oh, behind a shrouded mountain view, that's where I'll make my home. I'm on my way. I'm on my way now. Don't you cry, don't you sigh, don't you plead my name. I'm not turning around.
Well, thank you, folks. All right.
Hey, where can somebody get a hold of your music?
Yeah, that's one thing I always forget to mention. So, if you like what you've heard and you'd be interested in checking out some tunes and whatnot, I have a website, just ktvandyke.com. KT, just the letters itself, no crazy spelling. You can also find me on Facebook, as well as Instagram and all that stuff. Instagram's probably the more active of any of those social medias for all you social media cats out there. And if you don't mind, and you get on there, give me a like. It helps more than you know. You look like a likable bunch. So let's be online friends.
You can find a link to his Facebook page in our event listing for tonight's show. So if you know where the Third Street Facebook page is, just go to the events and look up tonight's show and give them a like.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So I'm going to play you another John Hartford tune. This is one of my favorites, so this one's selfishly for me. Someday my baby, when I am a man, and others have taught me the best that they can, they'll sell me a suit, I'll cut my hair and go off to work in tall buildings. So it's goodbye to the sunshine, goodbye to the dew, goodbye to the flowers, and goodbye to you. Off to the subway, and I mustn't be late. I'm going to work in tall buildings today. And when I retire and my life is my own, I made all the payments and it's time. Go home and wonder what happened betwixt and between. Well, I went to work in tall buildings. And so it's goodbye to the sunshine, goodbye to the dew, goodbye to the flowers, oh, and goodbye to you.
I'm off to the subway and I mustn't be late. I'm going to work in tall buildings today. I'm going to work in tall buildings.
Thank you, folks. So I got one more I'm going to leave you with. So I told you where I come from. You know where to find me online. But I'm going to tell you something that you might not know about me. My family is, I was corrected on this a couple weeks ago. I used to say Scotch-Irish, but apparently that's a misnomer or whatever, Ulster Scots. Is where my family originally comes from, the bulk of them. We got a couple from Dutch too, but yeah. So I got real into studying Celtic music for a while, and while I was at ETSU, and I came across this song. Now, I always like to close out my shows with it when I can remember the words. It's a really old tune. It's an old Irish traveling song, but it's called The Rocky Road to Dublin. So thank you again very much from the bottom of my heart. Appreciate you opening up these doors and coming and listening to these songs. Thank you for Mike for being here and sharing his wonderful tunes as well with us. It was fantastic. Thank you to Bob and the rest of the staff here for doing this. This is entirely volunteer run, correct? Right. That's amazing. And it's such an awesome thing. So
we
you
20 volunteers.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I'll get some major props for that. Keep doing what you're doing. Man, this place is like, this has easily become my favorite place to play when I come in Roanoke. I would love to. And maybe next time I can wrangle a couple of my friends with me, and we'll have a good time. But, guys, be safe on the way back home. Take care out there. And whenever we cross paths again, hopefully it'll be sooner than later. But thank you, and good night.
All right. Bring the friends with happy songs.
That's why I bring them. They're going to balance it out. Well, in the merry month of June, from me home I started, left the girls of tune, nearly broken hearted, saluted father dear, kissed me darling mother, drank a pint of beer, me griefed in tears to smother, then off to reap the corn, leave where I was born, cut the stop like thorn to banish ghosts and goblins, a brand new pair of bugs, rattling all the bogs and frightening all the dogs, on the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hunt the hare and tumbling down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, a whack for lolly rah. Mellon and Dublin guard the night, resting wimps so weary, started by daylight, me spirit's plight, and Mary took a drop of the pure, keep me heart from sinking, that's the Paddy's cure, whenever he's up for the drinking, and see the lassie smile, laughing all the while, had me curious, said to set your heart a bubbling, and ask me was I hired, wages I required, till I was almost tired of the rocky road, to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and the hare and tumbling down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, a whack for law. Well, in Dublin the next arrived, thought it such a pity to be so soon deprived the view of that fine city, so then I took a stroll all along the quality bundle, it was stole all in the neat locality, something crossed me mind when I looked behind, no cumble could I find upon me stick a wobbling a quiet, and Father Oak said me con it broke, wasn't much in vogue on the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hunt the hare and tumbling down the rocky road all the way to Dublin, whack for lolly rah. Well, from there we got to wait, me spirits never fell and landed on the quay just as the ship was sailing. The captain that we rode said there's no room hardy when we jumped aboard a cabin bound for Paddy down amongst the pigs, played some funny rigs, danced some muddy jigs, the water round me bubbling went off far the head, wished myself was dead or better far instead on the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hunt the hare and tumbling down the rocky road all the way to Dublin, a whack for lolly rah. Well, the boys from Liverpool, when we safely landed, called myself a fool. I could no longer stand.
descended, blood began to boil. Temper I was losing, poured old Airden's Isle. They began abusing her, ray. My soul said, I asked her, I let fly. Galway boys passed by, and soul I was a hobbling, and with the loud array, joining in the affray, we quickly cleared the way for the rocky road to Dublin. A 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hunt the heron tumbling down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin. A whack for la le ra. Hunt the heron tumbling down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin. A whack for la le ra.
Thank you, guys.
K.T. Van Dyke. Woo! Hey, thanks everybody. Again, thanks to Mike DeGiorgi for opening up and for all you come out.
On the corner of Mountain and Third.
The Third Street Coffee House is a smoke-free, alcohol-free, atmosphere-rich listening room that has been hosting the finest in live, local, and regional music since 1987. Bob and Denise Schmucker run the place. Josh Jones books the acts. Mike Frankie produces the radio show. We get our goodies from Evie's Wildflower Restaurant and Bakery, and Trinity United Methodist Church puts a roof over our heads. Come join us at 305 Mountain Avenue in Roanoke, corner of 3rd and Mountain, every Friday night at 7:30, and find us on Facebook to learn about other events, including guitar pulls and open mic nights. Third Street Coffee House, where the song lives on.
Footsteps on the
sea. The song lives on when everything outside is upside down. Sit back and look to the heavens and savor the future.